Hey everyone, my name is Cryptic, and today's podcast is done through the Underground Fashion Collective Discord server. If you are a brand owner, or you're just generally interested in fashion, you should totally consider joining. It's great vibes there. Today's conversation is with server member Hawkat. He's a designer, and we talked a lot about his creative process, as well as his artistic inspirations. I hope you guys enjoy the conversation. Let's get right to it.
My name is Hawkat, but my real name is Bogdan. I'm a designer from Serbia, and I'm so honored to be here. Honestly, man, it's a dream come true.
Dude, it's so great to have you.
Yeah, I appreciate you a lot.
Yeah, so I guess I just wanted to get started and maybe hear a little bit about how you got interested in like graphic design and kind of what led you to be into kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, so the first thing, I mean, the start for me was honestly with my grandpa. He was really into sewing, you know. And when he started sewing, I was like, I think 4. And because the situation in my country, like, it was really rough, you know. So he had to, like, sew for other people. That's how he earned some money on the side. And I was like around him a lot because my parents were both working, and I was around him a lot. And since then, like, you know, I just knew it, like, this is my passion. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And as I grew up, I think, I have to say Virgil was the one who, you know, put me onto the fashion, really, really onto the fashion, and Kanye. Since I was little, I was listening to Kanye. And I mean, Virgil goes with Kanye everywhere. So I think the Virgil was a big inspo for me, you know. The things he did with Pyrex, the things he did with Off-White, I mean, it blew me away, honestly. And since I think 2014, if I'm not wrong, I started doing designs, you know, but those designs and designs now are like two different worlds. So yeah, that's how I started, honestly. And I don't know, it's been a rough ride. I mean, 7 years right now doing designs, finishing college right now for fashion, and you know, it's just a grind. It's just a grind that's, you know, never ending grind.
No, definitely. And I wanted to take a step back to you, like, speaking on how your grandpa kind of got you into this idea of, like, design and fashion with, like, the sewing. I think that's really cool because for me personally, my grandpa, he was also, like, someone who got me into kind of, like, technical things and like, just coding and solving problems for people. I mean, I remember he would make me, like, these handmade, like, wood-crafted boxes and, like, we would build them together and doing that and seeing him do that was so fun to see someone go through and just create something for the gift, for the sole reason that he was doing for someone else. So I think it's cool that there's some similarity there between you and I.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so awesome, man, honestly. He started sewing, I think, when he was a child, you know, like in Serbia. People saw, since we're from the south, and there was a lot of cotton here produced, you know, so people would sew on the, you know, regular basis, even if they didn't sell or anything. And he was sewing from the little, like, he was 2 or 3, you know, he was from very, very little. And, you know, he was just doing that. And, you know, as a kid, I was just, you know, around him a lot and looking at him. He was always like repairing my jeans, you know. I remember one time I bought a skateboard. Like, I was selling to Kanye and Virgil, and I know they were skateboarding a lot. I mean, Virgil was. And like, I saw like the skateboards were cool and everything. And I bought a skateboard and went down the street and really fucked up my jeans like a lot. And I came home crying, you know, and I was really like, you know, depressed, like, oh fuck, my mom gonna kill me, like, this is it, this is the end. And he, you know, he called me down and said, like, we're gonna repair it. And he really did, you know. He just went there on the sewing machine, started sewing and did his job, and those jeans look brand new. Like, I couldn't believe it, you know. And the funny thing is, my mom never noticed that those jeans were fucked up, you know. And, you know, when I saw what he did, like, honestly, I was impressed, you know. I was a kid, you know, and seeing that someone could, you know, repair the jeans that I thought were the end, you know, I could just throw them in the trash. And he just did them, like, it was easy for him a lot. And seeing that, you know, really inspired me to go and pursue fashion. But I can say, you know, I never intended to finish the fashion college. That's the funny thing. I wanted to do like programming or, you know, something with computers, since, you know, here it's a lot about those computers, you know. Those are high paying jobs, so parents would force their children to go into, you know, doing some IT and other stuff. And for me, you know, I don't know math, I don't know anything about computers. And, you know, I was just there, like, what I'm gonna do? Like, I follow Virgil, I follow Kanye, and that's it. Like, I don't know anything about fashion yet. And I remembered that my grandpa used to sew, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. Like, I want to do the fashion. Like, this is it. I really want to do it. And I started doing it, like, I mean, for 2 years, it was on the side. Like, my mom wouldn't notice that I was doing it, since, you know, here, fashion is more for girls, if you understand me. Like,
yeah.
It's still all age.
Yeah.
So I would do it on the side. Like, even my friends didn't know, honestly. Like, it was really hard for me, because on the one side, I'm like portraying an image of a normal kid, you know, going to school, liking all the stuff that other people like. And when I could go home, I would, you know, research about fashion, research about Virgil, research about Kanye, and look at that stuff and be like amazed, you know. And
yeah, no, I totally understand that.
Yeah, and I mean, it was really a hard period for me, since a lot of kids my age didn't know what fashion was, didn't know about anything about Virgil and about Kanye. Like, no one knew about Kanye, which, you know, now amazes me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, and really, man, I don't know. I just did it on the side. I hid from everyone, you know. And I think in 2017, I came clean to my mother. I said, you know, I'm not going to do whatever you want me to do. I'm not going to go finish some random college and do a stupid job that I don't like, you know. I'm going to pursue fashion, and I think that's my dream job I want to do. And, you know, she almost threw me out of the house, you know. I almost got homeless. It's a funny thing. But yeah, we fought a lot. Like, my mother used to scream at me, like, why are you not going to normal college? Why you want to go to the fashion? That's not a real job. You know, you ain't gonna get a job after the college. It's gonna be hard for you, etc., etc. And why I say my mother, I in 2013 I lost my dad from the cardiac arrest. And the thing is, he was a lot into like fashion, but not the fashion, but, you know, he liked to dress and go out and show what outfits he got. And I think a lot from him is the inspo I have now for my work, like that grunge style, or a little more, I would say, military style is what I'm in right now. And that's where I draw inspiration a lot. And, you know, my mother didn't understand me, honestly. And I mean, I do understand her. Really, fashion in my country is not a real job, you know. You cannot go get a job here, a good paying job, and live comfortably. You have to do something on the side. And I mean, I do understand her, but again, on the other side, I mean, I knew what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pursue fashion, and that's how I did. I just left my city, went to my college, since there is only one college in my country, I think, for fashion right now. I left my city, went to the other city, the main city, Belgrade. I moved here. Some of my uncles supported me. He said, like, go on, do what you want, whatever you want to do. And that's how I started, honestly. And right now, third year, final year of college, and it's been a rough ride, rough ride.
Hey, I think it's something that is very relatable. I mean, I'm from America, so definitely like very different like past and experiences, but something that's very similar still is like parents always are trying to get their kids to do exactly what they want to do. And I think most parents are motivated out of love in that case. I think it's one of those things where it's very respectable to say like no, this is not what I want to do, and then choose and go on your own path. I mean, I think that's honestly a sign that you're on the right path. And when you are suffering, like I feel like regardless what you do, you're always going to be suffering in some way. And the beauty of choosing your own path is that you chose your suffering, your cross that you're going to bear, what you're going to have to overcome, which I think is honestly one of those things that many people see and they think, oh, it'll be scary, or it'll be hard, or it'll be difficult, and they just don't take that leap. So, I mean, I just gotta say, I really respect that you're able to take that leap. You're able to say, no, that stuff's not for me. I care about fashion, and I feel like it's probably rooted in kind of your influences from Virgil and Kanye and your grandfather as well as your father, with the different outfits and fashion influences that they've had on you.
Yeah, man. I mean, I honestly, every time I met someone who wants to get into fashion, I always tell them, like, go for it. Like, there is no better feeling than going for it and even succeeding like 10%, I mean, you ain't got nothing to lose. You understand me? So, whoever I meet, whenever I have a chance to say, I always say, go for it. Like, I had a lot of us, like I could have been homeless, It's funny, but I really could have been homeless. And I mean, going from that to now, at a position where I'm, good, I'm really good with fashion, good with earning from fashion. I mean, really, it's been a great year, honestly, so far. And couldn't be happier. And that's why I say always go for it, never stop for anyone. I mean, the thing is, they always tell you from the bottom of their heart, like, go for the something safer, something, something that they think will be good for you. But at the end of the day, like, there is a big difference between our parents and us, like 20 years or something, I don't know. But you have to respect them, but on the other side, you have to respect you. Like, you have to put yourself first.
I love that. I think that's such good advice. I think that it's just so true. Something I really wanted to ask you about, because I always see these designs that you're working and the collabs you're doing on Instagram. But how do you like be creative? Like, what does your creative process look like from idea inception to, fully flushed design that's ready for sale or printing?
Well, it's a very special process for me. Most of my designs have a story behind them. I would say 90% of the designs are done from some experience that I had like 2 or 3 years ago. How I do them is that, like, most of the time I'm thinking about what I'm gonna do next, like, what I'm gonna draw, what I'm gonna do for college, what I'm gonna do in my free time. But I always have, I would say, 30 minutes to reflect, you know, to reflect on what I did today, what I did yesterday, what I did 1 year ago, where I'm now, where I was 1 year ago. And in that, I would say 30 minutes, when I reflect, I always find some, I would say negative stuff, but it's not really negative, you know, it's some experience negative that I had. And when I look at it now, like, you know, it's not that negative, you know. When you look at some experience you had like a year ago, you were like, oh, that wasn't so bad, you know. And I always try and, you know, portray those experiences better than I saw them when I was in that place. So my recent designs were inspired by some of my dark points in my life, you know. I was with bad friends, bad people, you know, bad friends around me. And in that kind of moment, I thought, you know, it couldn't get worse. Like, this is it. This is the rock bottom for me. But now when I look at it, you know, when I reflect, I always look and say, and, you know, I go, my God, like, that wasn't that bad. It could have been so much worse. And that's where I drew most inspiration from. You know, I try always to make some bad experience into positive and put them into the design, you know. And when I do that, it's like, how would I say this? You know, I feel easier, you know, like that burden was with me for a long time, and now I'm letting it go for other people to see it.
Wow, that's so real. I feel like that's such a, like, an original, like, you are the only person that's lived your life. Which I know is of those obvious things to say, but it's just true. And I think it's cool that you're able to channel your experiences, your suffering, the good and the bad, and put that into your designs. And wow, that's so neat. So it just sounds like it's been something where time and time and time that you spent thinking, reflecting, it's just been cooking in your brain. And then you just sort of express it with different tools or, you know, sketching and you just kind of experiment, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about that, you know. It's all about presenting your life, you know. I mean, for most people, I would say, like, go on and just try to express yourself, like, see where you failed, where, you know, go back, try to look back at some moments of your life, you know, go relive those moments in your head, and then try to portray them on the design and let them go. And that's the best feeling for me, you know. Since I had like 4 years of bad experiences back to back, and now being able to put those experiences to paper or designs and let them go and actually make money from it is, you know, mind-boggling for me, honestly. Since when I was in that position, I was like, always like, oh my God, why is this happening to me? Like, why me, you know? But now when I look at it, I say, I'm glad it happened. Like, I learned so much from it. And, you know, I did so much bad things, but again, those bad things came out to be good. You know, it's like yin and yang, if you understand me.
Yeah.
And I always, I would advise everyone, if you ever had a bad experience or anything, just try to relive that moment and put it into something, words, paper, you know, drawing, anything, sketch. And it really helps. Like, you put it out and it's not in you anymore. Like, it's out there. You let it go.
No, I totally hear that. I think the yin and yang piece is really cool too. It makes me curious. Do you actually meditate at all?
Yeah, I do. Been a funny thing for me since I didn't believe it, you know. I'm skeptical, and, you know, when my friend said to me, like, you need to meditate, And I was like, no, I don't. Like, you don't know nothing about me. And he was right, actually. You know, I started meditating since I think 2000, I mean, 2 years ago, when Corona happened. And that in those times, I really, you know, I felt depressed since I couldn't go out. I was stuck. I mean, like most of people did. But, you know, I choose to meditate, to reflect, to try and really look back at where I was and where I'm now. And when I meditate, it really puts me like, it humbles me a lot because moments like, you know, doing Instagram and everything and speaking to a lot of people really can bring you up. And I mean, in a bad way, like ego way. And I mean, when you do so much, but inside you don't feel like you're a big guy, you know? So that kind of, I would say, difference in your like in your mind and how you feel like inside, deep inside, and how you portray yourself outside, like to the world, really can, you know, put you in a bad mood and really like it's a bad thing to happen. So I always try to meditate and level myself, since that's the best way I can, you know, I can level myself and say, okay, I'm here. I'm happy where I'm at now. You know, I can move forward. I can go back. I can look. I can see what I've done so far. I can imagine what I can do, like in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. And you know, it really stops times. You know, in these times where we are chasing everything and we are going after like big things, meditating really can, you know, stop us for a moment.
Definitely. It's a great way to keep you grounded and appreciate the way that things are and how they have been.
That also.
I had a mentor of mine, and he told me that he likes to separate the people that he knows as the person and the ideas that they believe. And he can disagree with the way someone thinks about the world or how they feel about certain things. But he can always appreciate the person. And I feel
Yeah,
like
that's amazing.
meditation is like that process of doing that for yourself, like understanding what you believe and how you feel about the world and still appreciating the person regardless of what those ideas are.
That's amazing. I love that. I honestly love that.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty powerful way of thinking about people and I guess generally problems that you may feel that you have. But I just wanted to also ask, because I know you're in the Discord server, how has that been like a tool for you and how has it helped you slash has it helped you? Like, what do you think of that whole like online forum where you can just meet random people and talk to them?
I mean, it's amazing, you know. It really, I mean, when you go online and like with Instagram, TikTok right now, Facebook, even Facebook, I think there is a bit of barrier, if you understand me. Like, you know, you can chat with other person, they can chat with you, but that's on like one-to-one. And you know, people on Instagram and TikTok like to portray themselves like they're something else. But here on Discord, I honestly, people are so down to it. Like, I met so many amazing people, like people that I work with now, people, other designers that, you know, help me a lot, that I try to help them too. It really puts you in a different mood, you know, you see what everybody does, and you're like, oh my God, I'm not alone. Like, there are so many people doing it, and you feel you know, you feel so kind of power. You want to move, you want to push harder. You see other people doing some crazy designs, crazy fashion, you know, pattern cutting designs, doing some really good promotions, and you go like, oh my God, like I have to move faster, you know, I have to push harder. And it really brings, you know, in a good mood, you know, in a positive competition, you know. And I've been grateful, honestly. It's been a such a good experience. You know, I don't know what to say, honestly. I'm blown away how one Discord can change your life.
Yeah, I really am encouraged to hear that. That's honestly great to hear. It's been for me, actually, before I started that, one of the people that I started with, Fish, actually, the other admin of the Discord, he found it and he brought me on. And before I never thought about fashion. I just didn't care about that. And that was like 6 months
Yeah.
ago. And then I join and I exactly what you said, you know, I see all these people doing crazy designs, like pushing themselves, like trying to learn new skills, trying to do something cool with Adobe or, you know, getting feedback and just having conversations about these things. And it's just so cool because I start to see this, I'm like, wow, like fashion is legit, bro. Like it honestly made me like very passionate about fashion, and it was something where I was like, gosh, this is so sweet. I love the energy in here. I love the creative energy. I love how people can communicate. I love how real people are with each other. And just like you said, I love how down to earth everyone is.
Thank you so much for listening. You guys have made it to the end of the podcast. If you'd like to check out Hawkhead's socials, they're in the bio, and you should totally join the Discord. We have a great community, and you can get inspired by other amazing designers like Hawkhead. If you have any constructive feedback, I'd love to hear it, so please consider providing that.